I have a blog called CalvinismIsTheGospel.com. We chose that name for the sole purpose of being provocative, and it worked. So just what is Calvinism? Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This segment of Against the World is brought to you by Patriot Newswire. Please visit their website at www.patriot-newswire.com. And by the Puritan Hard Drive. Former Roman Catholic priest Richard Bennett writes, "The Puritan Hard Drive has been such a superb blessing to me personally and for my ministry that I lack words to adequately praise the Lord." To order the Puritan Hard Drive, go to www.puritandownloads.com.
Paraphrasing the words of Dr. Archibald Alexander Hodge, Calvinism is a term used to designate not the opinions of an individual, but a mode of religious thought or system of religious doctrines of which the persons whose name it bears was an eminent expounder. There have been from the beginning only three generically distinct systems of doctrine or modes of conceiving and adjusting the facts and principles understood to be revealed in the Scriptures. The Pelagian view, which denies the guilt and corruption and moral impotence of man and makes man independent of the supernatural assistance of God. At the opposite pole is the Calvinistic, which emphasizes the guilt and moral impotence of man, exalts the justice and sovereignty of God, and refers salvation absolutely to the undeserved favor and new creative energy of God. Between these two come the manifold and elastic system of compromise, once known as semi-Pelagianism, but has since the 16th century become known as Arminianism. Now, this system admits a man's original corruption, but it denies the full effect of the fall and man's ultimate guilt. Arminianism teaches that God and man work together to bring about the latter's salvation. It's what we call synergism. In this scheme, man is compensated or paid with justification simply for making a right choice. We have here, in succinct form, an accurate definition of the two systems of theology which are in active operation today. And basically, my friends, what I'm saying is this reduces itself down to two, Calvinism and Arminianism. Now, the former takes its name from John Calvin, a Frenchman born in 1519, and the latter takes its name from James Hermann, or in the Latin, Jacobus Arminius, a Dutchman who was born in 1560. Now, please understand that these men did not originate the systems of doctrine which bear their names, but only expounded them more fully and developed them into a more perfect form. The same views were maintained at least as early as the 4th century, when Augustine of Hippo and Pelagius stood in much the same attitude to each other as Calvin and Arminius did in the 16th century. Hence, Calvinism is frequently and correctly called Augustinianism and Arminianism semi-Pelagianism. According to Calvinism, the sinner seeks salvation by the strength of his belief given to him by the grace of God. On the other hand, Arminianism teaches that man seeks salvation by the fullness of his contribution. This is the first great practical divergence of the two creeds. It is also observable that the Church of Rome, whose worship is addressed mainly to the senses, and which delights in splendid cathedrals and pompous ceremonies, has always displayed against Calvinists an animosity far greater than she has done against any other Protestant sect. The historian George Bancroft, who was himself a Calvinist, observed that a richly endowed church, and I want you to read into that, the Laodicean church, always leads to Arminianism and justification by works. On the other hand, it is the doctrine of original sin and total depravity, one which says man is not only poor, but bankrupt, dead in sin, at war with God, and an enemy of God, in bondage to a sinful nature, that agrees with the biblical data. To help you better understand, allow me to draw the following analogy. Arminianism has a view of man, sin, and the gospel that would work itself out this way. Man has fallen into a pool of sin, and he's drowning. The lifesaver, the thing that can save the man, is the gospel. It is thrown to the drowning man by an evangelist or a preacher, and the man who's drowning must make a choice of whether or not to grab onto the gospel, the lifesaver, and be saved, or continue to try to keep his head above water by his own efforts. Now, Calvinism, on the other hand, agrees that fallen man is in a pool of sin. But Calvinists do not believe that the sinner is drowning. He believes the sinner has already drowned. He is dead to the things of God. Please, beloved, read Romans chapter 3. It is what I call the anatomy of fallen sinful man. You can speak to a dead man all day and all night. You know what he will do? Nothing. Unless the dead man is first made alive by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, nothing will happen. I beg you in the name of Christ again to think well upon this. Arminianism believes man is drowning. Calvinists believe that man has already drowned. Therefore, he is dead. And I ask you, which one lines up better with the biblical data? Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan hard drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan hard drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan hard drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.